Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Michigan drivers are buckling up more than they have in years, according to new data from Michigan State University. A statewide study conducted in May and June of 2025 found that 93.2% of motorists use seatbelts, up from 92% the previous year and the highest rate since 2019. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says the improvement shows the impact of ongoing education and enforcement. Director Alicia Sledge noted that seatbelts remain one of the most effective ways to protect both drivers and passengers. Among vehicle types, SUV occupants led in compliance with 95.5%, while pickup drivers trailed at 89.3%. Women also buckled up more often than men at 95.3% compared to 91.7%. Local usage rates varied across mid-Michigan, with Isabella County topping the list at 97.1%, followed by Genesee County at 96.6%, Shiawassee County 96.1%, and Tuscola County 95.9%. Several northern Thumb counties were not included in the result. Researchers say Michigan's seatbelt rate continues to stay above the national average of 91.2%, and since the state's primary seatbelt law took effect in 2000, more than 4,600 lives have been saved. And Bay City officials are reviewing a proposed winter emergency response plan aimed at protecting residents during periods of extreme cold and heavy snowfall. The initiative would open designated indoor spaces during the day whenever temperatures drop into the single digits, or when 5 inches or more of snow accumulate within 24 hours, a strategy modeled after Lansing's Cold Blue program. City commissioners narrowly voted 5-4 Monday night to send the proposal to staff for additional research on logistics and implementation needs. When we come back after this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
It's time to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. It's the best time to lease a brand new Chevrolet from Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevy Equinox LT with all-wheel drive for only $342 per month. Enjoy the comfort and performance of Evotex leather, heated seats and wheel, power seat, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, Chevy safety assist, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and more. Or lease the only truck with best-in-class standard cargo volume, a 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with four-wheel drive for only $302 per month in the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. You get the capabilities you demand, trailering with brake controller, all-terrain tires and 20-inch aluminum wheels, and a comfort of heated seats and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, power seat, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. And while supplies last, lease a Flannery 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS with all-wheel drive, remote start, Apple CarPlay, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more for only $229 per month at the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative is welcoming new U.S. trade agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Argentina, saying the deals could create new export opportunities for dairy producers, including those in Michigan. The agreements aim to reduce trade barriers, eliminate certain tariffs on products such as milk powders and whey, and allow limited tariff-free cheese exports to Argentina. They also include commitments to science-based food safety standards and protections for common cheese names. Edge leaders say expanded access to Central and South American markets is important for dairy farmers across the Midwest, for Michigan producers who rely heavily on exports markets to move milk and dairy products, The agreements could help support demand and long-term industry stability. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries and weather. And that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.